Good afternoon. A low-pressure wave riding along a front that's just south of New York City continues to produce clouds and even a few scattered showers across the lower Hudson Valley and southern parts of New England. These clouds and associated showers on their way out as the wave passes south and then eventually east of Long Island. This will allow a bubble of high pressure to build in from southern Canada. It's been producing sunshine all day long in northern parts of New York and Vermont, and eventually the sun will spread southward and across the entire region today, and this will allow temperatures to reach into the middle to upper 70s on average. Skies will be clear with that high pressure center overhead tonight, and it'll be seasonably cool with lows back into the lower and middle 40s. With that high still dominating into the day tomorrow, we'll enjoy full sunshine all day long. Humidity levels will be low, and temperatures will reach up to about 80. The humidity will start to creep in on Friday with a mix of sun and clouds and a southerly wind developing, readings in the lower to middle 80s. The weekend will feel very summer-like, with temperatures well into the 80s with increased humidity out ahead of the next front, which will only slowly move our way through the Great Lakes. In this environment, we may see a scattered shower or thunderstorm fire late in the day on Saturday, but a better chance at a few showers and thunderstorms on Sunday as the front draws closer from the west on Mother's Day. Right now, it looks like it'll take until Monday for that front to move through, and that's when I see the best chance at a few showers and thunderstorms back into the upper 70s, and another wave of low pressure could keep it unsettled into Tuesday with highs staying in the 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms this afternoon and evening from western and north Texas through the western half of Oklahoma, the far eastern part of the Texas Panhandle, central Kansas, and south-central Nebraska. Southerly, low-level winds will maintain northward moisture return east of a dry line. This, combined with surface heating, will contribute to a destabilizing air mass over the region. Shear of about 35 to 40 knots is expected along the full extent of the dry line, which will support supercells with storms that develop late this afternoon and into the evening. Large hail and damaging winds will be the most common risks. And a large area of disorganized showers and thunderstorms extending from the northwestern Caribbean Sea across Cuba, South Florida, and the Bahamas is associated with an upper-level trough and a weak surface trough. An area of low pressure is expected to form in association with this disturbance across the next day or two. The low could gradually acquire subtropical characteristics over the next few days while it moves generally northward toward the southeast coast at a slow forward speed. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 100 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 23 degrees at Truckee, California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with scattered showers and highs in the upper 60s, Boston mostly sunny in the lower 70s, and in Buffalo, partly sunny with highs in the lower 70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 67 degrees, the average low, 44. The record high, 89, set in 1930, and the record low, 29, in 1969. Sunrise this morning was at 5:43 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:01 p.m., 14 hours and 18 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny and mild today with highs in the mid-70s. Clear tonight with lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with a few showers this morning, then increasing sunshine today with highs in the upper 70s. Clear tonight with lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing sunshine today with highs in the middle 70s. Clear tonight, lows in the lower to mid 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy, a few showers this morning, then increasing sunshine through the rest of the day with highs in the mid 70s. Clear tonight with lows in the middle 40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Increasing sunshine today with highs in the mid-70s. Clear skies tonight with lows in the lower to mid-40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunny and warm near 80. A little bit more humidity with a mix of sun and clouds Friday, lower to mid-80s. Mid-80s on Saturday and Sunday with a mix of sun and clouds and higher humidity. Also, scattered showers and thunderstorms possible. More showers and thunderstorms possible Monday and Tuesday with highs back into the 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.